Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
I would like to encourage you to seek the Lord with all your heart, and you will see the hand of God moving in your life. God is looking at your heart more than outward appearance. The Lord really wants to see that you really do the best you can for Him in every way. You are the employee of your company with excellence. You are the best student. You do the best you can. You are doing the best for your family as a husband or a wife. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, give us the promise, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are blameless toward Him. You have done foolishly in this, therefore from now on you shall have wars. God say His eyes are looking on this planet earth for those who live a blameless life, who seek the Lord with all their heart. If you study about the life of many godly men and women in the Old Testament and New Testament, you can see that many of them had the same heart, like what the Bible say here. They really sought God with all their heart. They did the best they could. They walked by faith, did everything to please God. We should be Christians in this generation with that kind of heart. You cannot be inert, lethargic, and passive in seeking the Lord or in reaching your potential. You should do the best you can. You are the people of excellence, and ask the Lord to give you the heart desire to be the best for God. You have to have some fire in you. This is why I love the fire of God. I wanted to be touched by the fire of God because the Holy Spirit gave me the fire, the zeal, the fervor, and I want to do the best for God. I want to love God with all my heart. Don't let what did not work out in your life, the disappointments or the bad breaks, cause you to become half-hearted in your praise, half-hearted in your marriage, or half-hearted at work or in your ministry. Do the best with all your heart, with all your might. You give God all the glory, and you seek the kingdom of God first, and the Lord will be with you. His presence will be with you. And everywhere you go, He will give you success, favor. The Lord will promote you and give you more blessings because your heart is right before His eyes. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Your heart, seek God first. You do the best you can. You have the excellent heart. May the Holy Spirit work in your life that you will have the excellent heart and you do everything with all your heart for the glory of God. You have the faith to follow Him. No matter what happened, you're going to stay in faith. You believe in the promises of God and the character of God, and you stay in faith. Do everything the best you can with all your heart. Faith is of the heart, not of the mind. So therefore, give God the best faith. Give God the best heart. Seek Him with all your heart. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You can see here that we please God with all our heart by walking by faith. In 2 Timothy 1, 6-7, the Bible says, that is why I would remind you to stir up, rekindle the embers of, fan the flame of, and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is in you, by means of the laying on of my hands, with those of the elders at your ordination. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craven and crinking and fawning fear, but He has given us a spirit of power, of love, and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. The Bible, again and again, many scriptures encourage us to really walk by faith, really walk in boldness, give the best to God, and we give Him with all our heart, everything we do. That is why you have to stir up your heart all the time, stir up the Holy Spirit on the inside of you to really rekindle the fire and love God. You worship God. You want to live for the kingdom of God, and you do the best for God. You should wake up every morning excited about seeking God and reading His word, or enthusiastic about your dreams. You must have what David have. David say this way, "This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. With my whole heart, I will seek you." Everyone say, "With all my whole heart." If you keep seeking Him with all your heart like this, you will find Him at levels you never dreamed before. God will bless you. God will promote you. God will give you more favor because you seek Him and you do everything for Him with all your heart. Psalm chapter 22, 25 to 26 say, "My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear Him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek Him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever." The Bible says that let's seek Him and praise Him every day. We live a life of worship every day. When you work for your company, you do the best with all your heart for the benefit of your company. When you serve God in a church, you do the best for God. Everything you do with all your heart for the glory of the Lord. Psalm 118, 21 to 25, "I will give you thanks for you answer me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success." Every day you wake up, you say, "Today is the day that the Lord has made. I can do the best we can. I will be the best employee with all my heart. I'm going to be the best servant of God, the best husband, best wife with all my heart. I'm going to be the best parents for the kingdom of God. And the Lord will grant me success." I believe you are that kind of person. You say, "I'm going to seek God with all my heart. I will do everything with all my heart for the glory of the Lord." Psalm 27 verse 8 say, "My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart respond, Lord, I am coming." So you're approaching God and you say, "God, I want to do the best for you. I'm searching your will and I want to do your will. I'm seeking your kingdom." And the Lord promises that He will bless those who really seek Him with all their heart. Psalm 119 verse 2, "Blessed are those who keep His testimony, who seek Him with the whole heart." You can see from many scripture again and again that God gives success, reward, blessing to those who seek Him with all their heart. We seek the kingdom of God first. He comes first in our life, and the Lord will bless us and we'll give Him all the glory. I teach this lesson to encourage you to do everything with all your heart for the kingdom and the glory of God. Amen. From now on, be that kind of Christian. Let us pray. Father, thank you that we can seek you with all our heart, knowing that we will surely find you. Thank you that we can live our life passionately with zeal in our heart to know you and love others. This is the day you have made for us, and we will rejoice and be glad in you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe you're gonna practice what you learned in this teaching. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.